being joined by Iowa Falls Alden Boys wrestling coach Scott Patton as we preview this district meet at Clear Lake here on Saturday. And coach, thanks for taking a little bit of time here. Before we talk about Saturday here, just want to get your thoughts here on the tail end of the regular season. I know you went 0-4 on Saturday at the Steve Dyke duels at Hampton Dew Montcal. Just want to get kind of your thoughts on how your team was able to end the regular season. I know you don't necessarily focus on dual meet scores at this point anymore in the year, but I know you went 1-1 at a triangular before that as well to kind of close the regular season as well.
Yeah, obviously not the ending that we really wanted to our dual meet season. You know, losing those last four and 1-1 at the previous Thursday night. But I think we wrestled well. We wrestled handed in all six of those duels. We've had some illness going through the wrestling room and some other skin diseases. So not the finish we wanted, but, you know, not disappointed with our guys' effort and performance by any means. Just like I said, didn't have a regular varsity lineup in for any of those meets.
So when it comes to getting ready for going to Clear Lake here on Saturday, you got that one returning state qualifier with Trevor Bailey here. What kind of an edge you think that's going to give him, knowing that he's got that he's got what it takes to get through, because a guy like him has been through it before, done it before, maybe is able to ease some of the nerves going into the day as well?
Oh, for sure. That can be a huge advantage for those guys. You know, he's been there, done it. Like you said, he had to do it the hard way last year with a wrestle back for true second place. So, you know, he's been through the grit. He knows what to expect. I don't think, you'd be able to rattle him in any way. So he's confident. He's looking forward to the opportunity that's in front of him. And I look to see his best again on Saturday.
And then when it comes to some of the other standouts here on the season, you have a guy like, Colby Hansen at 113, who's got over 30 wins on the year. Same with, guys like Zane Gillespie, Keaton Mulford, et cetera. So some other guys that have had really standout seasons that I would have to imagine are looking at pretty good opportunities at advancing. What's that look like from your perspective?
Yeah, start with Colby, Keaton. I think both of those guys would probably be favored maybe to advance the state tournament. Obviously, being favored doesn't mean you're automatically going to qualify. So you've got to have to come out and perform at your best because you've got a target on your back. But I think those guys have a real good chance. Zane Gillespie is in a loaded weight class at 106. And I think any of the top five guys could make it out of there. So it's going to be who shows up, who performs their best on Saturday. And you know, hopefully that's us. Zane's been training really hard. He's got some lofty goals for himself. And I know he's really looking to try and get to that state tournament as a freshman. So I wouldn't count any of those guys out. And again, they've all got to show up. They're all going to be at their best on Saturday. And that's what we train all year for, is to peak at this time of the year. So hopefully their training pays off, and they trust in their training, and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, and you're going to be facing some familiar competition with some of the North Central Conference teams and some unfamiliar competition teams like, Crestwood, Decorah. I believe you saw Forest City earlier in the year, but North Butler, Clarksville as well. So when it comes to kind of scouting some of the rest of the field here, any other kind of standouts or anywhere else you might be able to kind of gain an advantage based on, what other teams have in their weight classes?
Actually, with our schedule this year, we wrestled everybody in this district except Decorah at some point, with whether it be at a Saturday tournament or in dual meets. So we've got a lot of information on a lot of different guys. I think another kid that maybe's got an outside shot would be our heavyweight, Trayvon Williams. And I think he's going to be right there in the mix as well. I think we've got some other guys maybe kind of hiding back a little bit, maybe coming in under the radar. That, if they're able to pull off an upset, here or there early on in the tournament, could see themselves down in Des Moines as well. So I feel really good about where we're at as a team, where we're sitting as a team, matched up against the other competition that's there, and not to take any of them lightly, because it is a tough district. As I mentioned before, if we show up with our best effort and our best performance, that's all you can ask for as a coach. And I think we'll see that on Saturday.
All right. Last question for you today. What would be like a driving message or any words of advice that you would share with your team, going into a meet like this, knowing that, pretty much everything is on the line here this season. Either you're moving on or you're going to be done for the year.
Yeah, just trust your training, trust your conditioning. Know that you've put in the time, the work, the effort, everything needed to get to that next level. And just, you know, going out there and performing. You know, don't do anything different Saturday than what you've done all year long. And just give it your best effort, and we'll see what happens Saturday.
All right, that's Iowa Falls Alden Boys Wrestling Coach Scott Patton. Appreciate the time today, and best luck to you and the team here on Saturday.
Thanks a lot for the coverage.